Hey there, and welcome to King Crush Thursday. This is the place where we're redefining the stories we hear about Black men, one amazing guest at a time. In each episode, we ask the same six questions, but trust me, no two answers are ever alike. Each conversation opens up a whole new world of experiences and insights. So grab your headphones and get ready to join us on this exciting journey. Let's dive right in with your host, Val Gay.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of King Crush Thursdays, the series where we highlight and uplift Black men, because frankly, not too many people are doing it. My name is Val Gay, and I am super excited to bring to you this brother today. This brother is a all-around amazing man. He is a naturopath. He is a musician. He is a singer. He's a composer. He's a coach, a trainer, a violinist, so many other things. So please, and a bass player, so many things. Please welcome Dr. Owen Brown, also AKA the vocal scientist, AKA, I got it, Owen Valentine.
Yeah.
Hey, Owen.
All of us say, hey.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing awesome, awesome. I'm glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Thank you. And I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you so much, Owen. So as you know, I believe that we are creating a repository of six questions on our way to 100 answers by 100 awesome. Different Black men, with the goal of inspiring, hopefully, and providing guidance for a young king who may or may not have positive Black male role models in his life. He can come to this repository and see these same six questions answered in a myriad different ways and perhaps find guidance. Awesome. And then for the rest of us who are neither Black or even male, could also look into this repository and see a better insight into a group of men that are often lumped together, that have become a monolithic community that is only a microcosm of our community, as you know. And so I wanted a narrative that dispelled that, and just a little glimpse into who our community is. And so I'm so glad that you're here to contribute to this repository. And
we're honored to be here.
Thank you. And so with that, we're going to get started with the first question, which is, what does manhood mean to you?
Manhood to me means there's a complex weave, because when I think of the word manhood, first we have to identify the man, he, him, and all those other pieces, which there's a sexuality attached to that. And sexuality as a man, especially in our community, seems to represent so many different things, because it used to represent you are the person who should be quiet and lay back and don't make a wave. Because if you make a wave, you'll get snatched away from your home, your children, and such. So being a man has taken on many different roles. It used to be the Black woman was expected to be loud and vibrant. The Black man was expected to be quiet and humble. And now the role of manhood, and the word manhood to me, is actually coming to a place of taking some more of the responsibility and sharing some more of the weight, and learning to negotiate a very rapidly evolving ship. You know, so manhood also means coming to a knowledge of who you are, and understanding of what your worth is and what your value is, of what you can contribute, what you have contributed, something of your past, and a whole lot of your future. So manhood is a very, very, very big, giant topic, which for me is rapidly evolving, because I have to make up my mind, okay, well, it's Wednesday, and when I see something, do I say something? When I see the kids fighting on the corner, do I say something, or do I call 911? Or do I say, young brothers, can we talk? Or young sisters, can we talk? Or am I so afraid of being involved? that I said, man, I sure wish there was a sister around here because she could walk over and say something and she'd be safe. But a lot of brothers are concerned that they don't make it, you know, to a place of safety and being able to pass on to the next generation something, because that fear has been ingrained in us. Be careful what you say. Don't stand up too loud. Don't beat your chest too loud. Those kinds of things. So, yeah. It is evolving. It is an important topic, and it is something that is very necessary discussion-wise, because there is no average answer for manhood, for being, especially for being a man of color.
Got it. Awesome. Thank you so much. So, Dr. Owen, who and or what is important to you?
Who and or what? I think if I had to wrap it up, you know, there was a song called The Greatest Love of All written by Linda Creed. She said, I believe the children are the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Originally sung by George Benson and later on by Whitney Houston. I think the children are important to me. I think the children and, you know, I could give you a philosophical answer. I could say God, I could say my loved ones, I could say this, but I think at the end of it, it comes to the children, because this shell, this frame, at one point I leave, and then it's all about the children and it's who's next. And so for me, the children, the community, the value of passing on lineage of sound and music and love and wisdom, to me, that's what's important.
That was awesome. Thank you so much. So, Dr. Owen, how do you want us to see you?
A contributor, an educator, a person who brings his music and his wellness and his gifts into a format that helps other people in their journey. I think if I had to look at myself from the time I was 5 or 6 years old, I had a desire to help people. I always wanted to help people. And sometimes in my exuberance of wanting to help people, I may have been out of place, but internally, instinctively, I've always wanted to help people. And I think through my music and through natural medicine and through fitness and naturopathy and a certain amount of life coaching that I do in these incarnations that I'm living in, I think the central thing is helping people and contributing to the wellness of those around me. I really think that that's, if I had to take all the shells and the masks off, that's who I am. And that's how I would like to be remembered. And that's how what I would like people to see me and say, yeah, he's doing his best to help as many people as he can, and including myself. So I am a transforming individual. If you meet me 10 years from now, I will not be the same guy. So pay attention to this one. He's on his way out.
Got it. So much. Thank you. So Dr. Owen Brown, or Owen Valentine, or the vocal scientist, what is your epic dream?
My epic dream. Wow. That's a great question. I think my epic dream, I don't think, I know. My epic dream would be to bring more peace and more beauty into the world that I live in. And it would be to be able to communicate with my fellow man and woman and child and beast in a way that is not full of contention, that people could really see each other's hearts, not to see the shell on the outside, but what's on the inside. Not how tall, fat, sharp, short, dark, light, languages, but to be able to see the really inside, and for people to be able to communicate on a really deep level, and to help bring that into some kind of reality would be an amazing dream for me. My epic dream is to play music in incredible places. My epic dream is to help people who've given up hope and help them to find something that helps them to find hope again and love again and wellness again. My epic dream is to help a child who doesn't have a path and doesn't have a direction and doesn't have a spear to point him in, and to be able to be there at that right moment to help that child in their direction of where they're going next, even if it's just one word. My epic dream is to show as much love as I can and grow in that love for as many people and as many things as I can while I have this gift of life while I'm here on this planet.
That's really beautiful. Thank you. Really beautiful. Thank you so much. So you've been telling us, you've been showing us all along, implicitly, but I'm going to ask you explicitly. Dr. Owen Brown, who are you?
Who am I? Ooh, I'm a love warrior, and I'm here trying to love as much as I can. And it's a fight because sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes love is, it seems like it should be so simple, but it's actually very, very difficult because it requires you to be able to take your face off and other people too. And so I'm fighting to get to as much away from the trappings. And I think in that person is the musician, in that person is the nutrition, and that person is the physician, and I could go on into the clinician and all of the other guys. But I think at the end of it all, yeah, it's a love warrior. I would say that is that. A sound scientist, I'm still using sound to bring love, to bring health, to help people feel better. When we're talking about herbs, they still have vibration, which still helps people to feel different in their incarnation. So at the end, in helping people with their wellness, and helping to play the music that I hear inside me and helping other people to play their music, at the end of it, it's about being a love warrior. And that can be a warrior for peace too. You know, somebody who's just trying to do their best. And the word try is interesting because it implies effort. And I will say that it is sometimes an effort because I'm not a perfect person, but there is definitely an effort. And sometimes I am successful, but I never stop trying. So, yeah, I think love warrior meets sound scientist, meets community activist, meets grasshopper. You know, pick one.
Got it. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Here we are already at question 6.
Wow. Which,
is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't, or you wish I'd asked you that I didn't? In other words, what did I miss?
Well, the question might be, how did I come to be who I am? Because I was born in London, and my early years, there's some moving around between Harrisburg and Baltimore and New York and all these kinds of things. So I finally settled back into Harrisburg and then came back into Philly and buried myself in the music here. And while I was burying myself in the music and all these other things, there was still this other interest. There was this passion for helping people. There was the knowledge of herbs, which has some delineation from my grandmother. There was a feeling of science, which was with me from the time I was very young. And all these things constantly came together. I think one of the most important things we can have on this planet is mentorship. And I fell under the mentorship and guidance of a Saturnian named Sun Ra, who at some point decided to take me on his magic ship and took me around the world and talked to me like any good grandfather would. And he talked to me about life. I think I wouldn't be who I am right now if I had not had some amazing mentors at just the right moment. I think if that is the most defining part of becoming Dr. Brown, Owen Valentine, and all these other names and titles, is that mentorship and those unique experiences which helped me to get here. And some of them were pleasant. I don't want to make it sound like it was a nice jelly ride, you know, just people were just throwing me candy. I mean, some of my journeys were very, very rough and scary. And usually at the end of every scary ride, someone would appear. And this person, God sent, would say to me, "Have you thought about where you're going to be in 10 years? Or have you thought about how this is going to affect the world around you? Have you thought about what is where you are in the big picture?" And they would take me out of the moment and put me into the future. And developing that kind of head, the thought that I have to think large. It also helped me with my temperament, because I come from some hot-blooded people. But this was always about, you know, consider before you act what that moment is going to affect and how it's going to affect so many people. So I watch my tongue and I watch my temper and I watch my actions. But all of that came because of mentorship. You know, I there's so many directions I could have gone, except for this, that are different from this unique direction that I live in now. And it's like, wow, I got to see my name up in lights on Lincoln Center. And, you know, I've stayed in amazing places and worked with amazing artists. And I've taught some crazy, wonderful people. And I've been taught by some crazy, wonderful people. Let's look at all of these things. And I've had somebody who maybe came right out of the prison system and needed a mentor. And I was there at just the right moment. I actually taught in the prison system. I just keep thinking about it. Mentorship is the bottom line. Mentorship, and that is how I got to be who I am. Because talent without guidance is like a bullet without a gun or a rifle. It must have a focus, and it must be focused. And so here I was, this valuable round of ammo without a bullet to shape it in. I mean, my parents, you know, parents do their thing and they do what they're capable of doing. But I have to say that for me, it was some outside forces outside my parents. And this is saying this to a young man or a young woman out there, or however you identify yourself as out there, who is listening to this, to know that you may not get it all from your parents, and you may not get it all from your worship leaders and your places of faith. You may not get it all from the school teachers. You may not get all of this from the people who you've been told, your boss, the neighborhood know-it-all. You may not get it from all of them. You know, keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, and, you know, pray, hope, and meditate, and just be aware that when that moment comes, you may get the guidance, and the desire may manifest itself in somebody who can actually change your direction. Pay attention. Keep notes. I remember the first a mentor in my teens started me to keeping a journal. And I would start writing down things. And then sometimes I would look at that journal later and say, wow, did all of that happen? Wow, I don't remember. Wow, I have to do something different. It started changing my life. In my 20s, I kept journaling. In 30s, I kept journaling. And all through that time, some amazing mentorship. And now at this point in my life, I have now become a mentor for so many other people. And people who studied with me 20 years ago call me up and say, "Teach, I need to talk." You know, I have children. Sometimes they will call me and just say, "Dad, I need you for a moment. I need to reach in there." I have, you know, I've just been blessed to be in a situation where every so often, the mentorship and the love that's been poured into me, I'm able to pour it back into other people.
That's really beautiful, Ellen. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's really, really beautiful. And I'm so grateful that you have shared with us what's in your heart, what's in your mind. And, you know, one of the purposes of this entire forum is really around mm-hmm. mentorship, particularly for those young kings who don't have the nourishment that they need around them, right? And so being able to, even from a distance, watching a video to be inspired and to learn and to hopefully be set on a path of a discovery, self-discovery is important. And so I'm so grateful. You know, I'm really grateful that, you know, for your presence in my life. I'm grateful for your amazing talent, your guidance, how you pushed me to exercise and whatnot. But, you know, I'm grateful just for who you are. And so I honor you, my king, and I just pray that God will continue to grow you and deepen you, and that your potential will be fulfilled, and that your epic dream will become a reality. And so
I have to move up to see that piano behind me.
That beautiful piano.
I gotta tell you a little story. Real fast. This is a real short story. The first piano that I had access to in my life was a very beat up piano that sat in the bottom of a place called Restoration Plaza in Brooklyn. And no one cared about it. It sat in the back of a room. It was probably a baby grand, but it was really messy and all the keys were working. C sharp wasn't C sharp and F wasn't F. And no wonder I used to go, why do I hear stuff weird? Well, the keys took your ears at all kinds of places. And now that was a really cheap piano, probably worth $200 and probably got trashed eventually. You know, they tuned it once in a while. Now, this piano behind me is a very unique, rare piano but you know what's interesting about them both? This has to get tuned, just like that cheap piano. You could buy 50 of those with this one. But this one, made in Germany and Indonesia and blah, 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 this one has to get tuned just like the cheap piano. Like, it doesn't change. So the sense of worth that we place on things, we think that things come perfect and they don't. It takes work. It takes work. Even this fine instrument with German action needs to get tuned, just like the cheap piano that I first had. I never thought I'd have an instrument this pretty or nice, you know, looks like Kente Klaus. I never thought I'd have an instrument this nice in my life, but it still needs to get tuned, just like the cheap one that I first touched. And that may resonate with someone out there who's struggling with their sense of worth or what they have around them, is that the process is the same. You just keep tuning yourself.
Thank you. And with that, thank you so much. I'm so grateful for the story. And thank you for joining us. I hope that you got as much out of this as I did, and that you will continue to unfold for you. And stay tuned for yet another King next week. But in the meantime, if there is a Black man in your life that you want to see highlighted in this forum, please click the link below or in my bio and fill out the form, and we'll take it from there. And in the meantime, please remember to spread love and have a great day. Thanks so much. And thank you so much, Owen. That was really, really wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Peace to everyone who's watching.
King Crush Thursday is produced by Val Gay for Ithan & Lloyd LLC. Copyright 2024. Check out the video of this interview on youtube.com/Val Gay. And while you're there, like, comment, subscribe, and share.
Also grab your King Crush Thursday limited edition merch at kingcrushthursday.com. Bye!